Lessons Radio.
How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land?
Well, let me put on some Mac.
I love the way you fit the game to these young brothers and Macs out there, man. And tell it how it is, how you deal with the female.
Let me give y'all some good game. But I digress.
She cheat on you with a basketball player. Hope that she Kim Kardashian her way up. Don't know the difference between a touchdown and a layup. Got you on Viagra in order for you to stay up. I may sound bitter, I'm a little bitter, just a little bitter, because you were with her. I'm Salt Lake City, now I'm up on another picture. Remember how it was when I was with ya, baby. Sex so good, do you remember?
Yeah. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show, and I am your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Elite, also known as Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex, also known as Hot Poppy, also known as Denzel Sausageton. At your service, ladies, at your service. Glad to have everybody tuning into the new episode. I'm broadcasting live down here in Atlanta. I'm chilling in ATL right now. And before I get into the game, today's show is brought to you by socialnetworkseduction.com. That's where you can step your game up and be very thorough with the mouthpiece. That's socialnetworkseduction.com. And today's show is brought to you by the brand new Tariq Elite DVD. Tariq Elite live in New York. Get the DVD at maclessons.com. Maclessons.com to get the DVD. And all my Atlanta people, we got 3 days to the Man Up Tour Seminar right here in Atlanta at the Seven Stages Theater. Saturday night, it's going down. Now, all my people, you can still get tickets. The tickets that you get this week, they won't be mailed to you because we only have a couple of days. They probably won't get to you in time, but when you purchase tickets, you will be put on the list and you will still be able to get in. Tickets will be on sale. The discount tickets will be on sale until Friday. After Friday, you got to get your tickets at the door. So midnight Friday, that's the last day you can get the discount tickets. All my Atlanta folks, and when I say it's packed, it's going to be packed. It's going to be off the hook. Everybody's coming through. It's going to be a hot show. People coming from all over Georgia. It's going to be a hot one. You guys are going to love it. Let me put on some Mac and music real quick. Let me put on some Mac and music so I can get in the mood. Right now, it's real late. I'm at my hotel out here in Atlanta. It's very, very late in the middle of the night. And I'm going to spit some late night Mac-ing. Also, let me give a shout out to all my people in Australia. I'll be in Australia in 2 weeks. So all my people out there, holla at me. I'm doing some private coaching in Australia. So some other people were inquiring about that. If you want to get some private coaching out there while I'm there, hit me up at info@tariqelite.com. And I will be in St. Louis, I think, October 9th. And everybody else, people are inquiring about having me come to their schools and coming to their city. Always hit me up at info@tariqelite.com. But anyway, like I said, man, I'm out here in Atlanta right now. I'm chilling. It's real late. And I love Atlanta. I absolutely love Atlanta. Atlanta is the bomb. Wonderful city. Wonderful people. I love it. But I'm out here in the Midtown area. I'm staying in a hotel in Midtown, me and my staff. And the Midtown Atlanta area is very, very interesting. A lot of very moist activity going on out here in the Midtown area. I'm not judging nobody, but I'm just making an observation. When we got in a couple of days ago, we got in very late. Our flight got in around midnight, and we came into the city. And there was a lot of dudes just kind of walking around the Midtown area. It looked kind of weird. And the weird thing is I would see a crowd of dudes with like capri pants and no shirt on. just walking in packs, and I'm, you know, I'm a little naive to the game. I'm like, did these dudes just come from a midnight basketball game or some shit? What's going on? You know, first I'm like, I didn't really think too much of it. Then I just saw just one too many dudes standing out on the corners out here like 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, are these niggas selling drugs? Are they selling booty? What's going on? And you see like a whole pack of niggas. You see a pack of dudes walking around at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, and they all have their hair pressed down and they ain't got no shirt on. I'm like, what the? I'm like, is that the group Cherish? What is this? I'm like, I'm looking at these niggas with their pressed hair. I'm thinking it's the chicks who sang this shit right here. I'm thinking it's them. These niggas had matching perms. I'm like, okay. But I'm like, out here in the Midtown area, you can't tell the dudes from the chicks. I'm like, we keep asking each other, is that a chick or a dude? Is that a chick or a dude? So it's very interesting out here in Atlanta. And again, I'm not saying this to judge. I'm not judging anybody's lifestyle. I'm whatever y'all doing out, because I don't know what these niggas are doing out here, to be honest. I'm like, what the hell are they doing out here at 3 o'clock in the morning? You can have a dude's just standing out looking gangsters, big burly moist niggas. It ain't like those regular little dainty moist dudes. These big old swole niggas with like feathered weaves and shit. They looking like Chaka Khan mixed with Ving Rhames. Just big burly niggas hanging out. And I'm like, okay, you know, shit. I'm like Jackie Chan. I don't want no trouble. Shit, I don't want no trouble. Whatever you doing, do what you do, man. But I digress. Now, people on today's show, man, what I want to talk about, I want to talk about role reversals in relationships. Speaking of moist behavior, that ties right in. Atlanta, this is like the black woman's capital right here. And you have a lot of black women who are, if they are in relationships, a lot of them are in very domineering relationships where they're the dominant ones. You have a lot of women out here, and this represents, and I say that this is the black woman's headquarters, it's the black woman capital, because a lot of sisters, a lot of the women here kind of represent a lot of sisters around the country. That's why whenever CNN or somebody does a special about black folks or black women, they'll come to Atlanta, because this is like, they represent a lot of what goes on around the country within black women and the black female community. But you have a lot of women out here. You know, they have, not all of them, because there's some real fly, cool women out here too, but a lot of women have very domineering attitudes, a lot of domineering ideologies when it comes to relationships. And again, not just here, this is across the board in America. A lot of sisters have this need to control in the relationship, and there's that masculine energy, that leadership role in the relationship that's really unnatural. And we have these men who take on a submissive role in relationships that's unnatural. See, out here in America, and that's what I mean out here, but Atlanta really emphasizes that, you see a lot of men who think, well, if women can do this, I can do it. And you have women who think, well, if men can do certain things, I can do it. I did a lecture the other night at Fort Valley University, and shout out to Fort Valley University. I had a very good time out there. Shout out to Sammy Haynes. Sammy Haynes, you looked out for me, man. It was very good down there. Very respectful down there. Everybody was wonderful. So I did a lecture out there. I talked to the girls, I talked to the guys, and then I talked to the girls and guys together. Now, the guys, whenever I spit game with the guys soak it all in 100%. I got a standing ovation from the guys. And a lot of the women liked it until I started being a little critical. And some of the women were a little salty. I ruffled a lot of feathers. I ruffled some feathers with the little girls down there. And I do that with a lot of women. Because when I spit game, just because I get in front of the female crowd, I'm not going to tell you the shit you want to hear. I'm going to keep it 100. And a lot of women are not used to that. I tell people all the time, if I'm coming with the real. I'm going to ruffle feathers. I'm going to tell you some stuff that you ain't used to hearing. Because a lot of sisters aren't used to getting any kind of criticism. People are so scared to give any kind of criticism to sisters. They get in front of sisters and start kissing ass. Now, the sisters who know the game and who can respect the game and who are secure, they can take that criticism and they can run with it. And they're like, okay. That's some good game, and I can use that. I needed to hear that. But again, this is, we live in a society where people just tell women exactly what they want to hear, and they just pacify them. And a lot of sisters don't get their problems and their issues rectified because nobody's giving you no real game. But you have to be open to that. And I was explaining that to the young ladies, because a lot of the girls, they were asking me things along the lines of, they were saying things like, well, I got a guy at home, I just got to school, and I'm dealing with another guy, so how can I do that? So they were really asking a lot of kind of double clutching questions, and they wanted to justify double clutching. And you know I go in on that. I'm not going to justify that. You know, I'm going to tell them exactly what it is. If a woman is acting like a jump off, I'm going to let you know that you're a jump off. See, I like to de-romanticize all the BS that a lot of women tell themselves. See, a lot of women, you get into situations and then you BS yourself about the situation. You start lying to yourself about what the situation really is. And you get yourself in trouble doing that, sisters. Let me give you an example. The singer Fantasia. It just came out in the news today. Fantasia had a suicide attempt. She was dealing with this married man. The guy was having an affair on his wife, and I don't know if the guy was separated. There's a lot of twists and turns to the story, but the gist of it is the guy was still married. So separated or not, you know, that's kind of shaky grounds as it is. So Fantasia was married, was dealing with this married man, and she had a tattoo of the man on her chest. I mean, she was really doing too much. You don't make that kind of commitment to somebody who's already in a commitment, no matter what they're telling you. So you just can't be reckless with your dating practices, and then when things don't go your way, when the repercussions snap back, because with Fantasia, the married man's wife filed a lawsuit against her, because in some states, wives can sue the mistresses. I mean, that's crazy. I don't like that at all. That's a bullshit ass law. But if you're in the public eye, you have to be cognizant of all the repercussions that go on with your dating practices. See, women, you don't think that you're above any kind of repercussions. You have to think about certain things that you do. You just can't be driven by emotion. Sometimes, ladies, you're going to have to use logic in the game. And when things turn around and bite you in the ass, you can't go gobble a bunch of pills. That's a sucker move. And I say that to Fantasia, and I say it's a sucker move because Fantasia has a kid, and she should have known better. She should not have been that selfish. So I say shame on Fantasia's ass for doing that. But I digress. But my point is, a lot of women, don't be afraid of getting no real game. Don't be afraid of somebody telling you what you need to hear. Don't be around people who are just there to co-sign your bullshit because they don't want to lose favor with you. And I say that to all women, because there's a lot of women around this area that's mad as hell at me. I done ruffled feathers big time, and I got a couple of other radio interviews this week, and a lot of women they have a hostile disposition towards me because I'm known for keeping it 110, and a lot of guys are afraid of that criticism. That's why a lot of guys will kiss women's asses, because they're afraid of getting criticized by women. I don't give a shit. I could care less, because I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna spit that truth no matter if you like it or not. And again, I don't romanticize BS. See, a lot of women, you'll get in situations with dudes and you try to make it more romantic than what it is. You're like, yeah, I'm dealing with this guy. He's in a situation right now, but we long for each other and our love was just meant to be. Okay, just stop all that bullshit. Stop telling yourself all that romantic Cinderella shit. You are a jump off. It's that simple. Now, when I tell women stuff like that, oh, you are sexist. Oh, Tariq, why would you say that? I'm nobody's jump off. Yes, you are. And with Fantasia, let's go back to Fantasia. Fantasia was just a goddamn jump off, basically. Fantasia was a straight up jump off, and she probably realized that she was a jump off, and that's why she tried to take her life, because the reality of being a jump off probably bit her in the ass. See, ladies, the bullshit time is over. It's time for you ladies to get on top of your game and be susceptible to real game. That's why, man, I'm working on my next tour. I'm going to start speaking specifically to women. I'm going to work on that because, you know, all the guys come out to my lectures and I love my brothers. My guys are true to the game. They keeps it 100. They respect the game and you can keep it real with them. And that shows how tight the game you spit really is, because if you can get dudes, if you can get thousands of guys to be hip to the game you're spitting, you know it's real game, because you can't bullshit a bunch of dudes. That's one thing you cannot do. You can't get a bunch of dudes in a room and bullshit them, because they will call you out immediately. Guys, no bullshit, period. Women, you can sit up and BS them all day. You tell them what they want to hear, the whole shebang. Run that bullshit game on them. Throw a little Jesus up in there. Oh, you run that old game on them. Sisters, eat that shit up. But that's easy. Anybody, everybody does that. Preachers do that. Movie makers do that. You know, the Tyler Perry movies, all that stuff. They tell women what they want to hear. I'm not in that business. That's been done. I'm here to tell you the real deal. But you got to be open to that. And my guys, again, the guys who are true to the game and the guys who are man enough to take criticism and use that and build on it, that's cool. But the bitch-ass dudes, because, again, it's some guys who has that role reversal thing going on. You got these guys with so many feminine characteristics. If you try to give them constructive criticism, they talk shit. They're worse than women. That's why a lot of you guys say you have simp friends and you try to hip them to the game, or you try to tell them about the Mac Lessons radio show, and they have something slick to say. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to be a part of it, because they got that feminine energy where they think they know everything, and these guys are, they feel like they're above criticism. They don't want nobody telling them nothing. These are the guys that makes all the mistakes in the game, and the mistakes ends up biting them in the ass. So again, we got to get these role reversals back to their natural order. And like I said, when I was doing my lecture down in Fort Valley, it was great. I had a great time. Everybody was riled up. It was very fun. But a lot of questions the women were asking, they were asking, well, if guys can be players and if guys can have multiple women, how come women can't do that? See, it's that role reversal thing. See, guys want to be like girls and girls want to be like guys. See, guys out here, I've been seeing guys with like tongue rings. I've been seeing guys in capri pants, and I've been seeing guys wearing halter tops. Guys have this mentality. If women can wear halter tops, I can wear a halter top. If women can wear a lace front wig, I can wear a lace front wig. If women can wear a thong, I can wear a thong. We have guys with that mentality. And a lot of women are like, if guys can have multiple partners, how come I can't have multiple partners? Because biologically, we're built different. And I was telling the girls this at the college. When women have multiple sex partners, you end up on the Maury Povich show. You end up not knowing who your baby's dad is. Oh, that ruffled a lot of feathers. Because, again, a lot of these women, they want me to justify their double-clutching behavior. And I can't really do that because there are different types of repercussions for that. There are different repercussions that you have to be aware of. And the thing is, see, a lot of women, you're already having multiple partners. See, that's a big misconception that these women are sitting around twiddling their thumbs. A lot of you women, you already have multiple partners. You just want to get somebody to help justify it. That's the only thing. Because you want to do what men do. And again, you're built differently. Because see, that's the thing. A lot of women, they like to utilize their sexual options. See, we have a big misconception, especially in the black community, that black men are just leaving black women in the droves. By droves, black men just leave black women. Black men keep leaving black women. And really, to be honest, that's not 100% true. A lot of these men aren't leaving these women because there are a lot of simps out here. There are a whole bunch of simps out here that will get with a female no matter how disrespectful she is. They will get with these women no matter how domineering they are. They will get with these women no matter how slick at the mouth they are. They will get at these women no matter how big of a double clutcher she is. A lot of these simps will still tolerate that. The problem is, after these women are done with these guys sexually, these women don't really want these guys. A lot of these sisters kick these dudes to the curb because a lot of these sisters like to explore their sexual options. Because, you know, back in the day, when a woman got with a dude, she had to find a guy who was a provider. So she had to be really thorough and look at everything about the guy. What kind of job he had? Was he a stand-up guy? Look at his character. Was the sex good? I mean, she had to look at all that. But now we have a lot of sisters who've been given the bare minimum, like a cool little job. And even if she doesn't have a job, if she's dirt poor, she'll get the basic necessities like food and shelter. So if they're getting the basic necessities, that's already being provided for them. So really the only role that a man can give to them is sexual providing. He can provide for her sexually, I mean. So really that's all they look for in a lot of dudes. Who can provide for them sexually. And after he's through providing for them sexually, they kick him to the curb and go to the next dude. A lot of sisters are doing that, but we have this thing as if all the guys are leaving them. That's not necessarily the case. And as the more and more I talk to people, I see how much of a reality this is. And that's why a lot of women are trying to look for ways to justify all the double clutching. And they got a great front that the men are leaving them. They can put it off on the guys. But that's not the case. Because I talk to these women. And they're juggling dudes like they're at the goddamn Universal Circus juggling balls. They're juggling dudes like crazy out here. So we need to be cognizant of that. That's some real shit. But like I said, man, that role reversal thing is really, really prevalent. I see a lot of dudes, man, especially out here, with so many feminine characteristics, and a lot of these guys are playing it straight. A lot of these guys are like at the club spitting at girls. And I see a lot of women out here with masculine jobs. I was, we were downtown Atlanta. We were like over there by the underground earlier. We saw this sister on this UPS truck working at UPS, walking down the street with a big ass box. She had a fat ass. I'm like, what's she doing with that big ass carrying them boxes? And then I was at the mall earlier and I saw a big burly nigga working at Cinnabon. I'm like, what this big nigga doing working at goddamn Cinnabon? That's a feminine job. Big nigga shouldn't be at no damn Cinnabon. So we got so many role reversals right now. So we just got to get things back on balance. But what I really want to do, like I said, man, I want to get out here on the road and talk to these women and really break the real deal down to them. You know, I take all the Tariq ain't shit. I hate him. I take all that. I don't give a shit about that because I'm ready to spread the truth. And there are a lot of women who do want to know the truth. But you have your peers who are haters because they kind of like the way things are because... Again, when guys are on top of their game, when the roles have been placed back into the right balance, that means women are going to really have to step their game up. See, again, we have a lot of women who don't have to step their game up. You can be lazy. You don't have to cook. You don't have to clean. You don't have to be no thorough wife. You don't have to do none of that shit, and dudes will still bang you. So a lot of women are comfortable with that. But there are a lot of women who want more. So the women who want more, you need to really learn that game and really learn how men operate and just really learn how to step your game up. And I'm going to work on that soon. I'm going to work on a tour and really go around the country spitting game to the ladies. I'm going to work on that. That's one of my challenges. But again, I'm going to spread the game to the people that want to know the game. Because there's a lot of women out here who, you know, hate my fucking guts. And I acknowledge that because I'm trying to wake these cats up and I'm shaking things up. I'm getting everybody out this bullshit ass comfort zone because it's not working. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Again, I'm out here in Atlanta chilling. Saturday night is going to be off the hook. Ladies, all you ladies, if you want to hear some real good game, if you want to be around some real thorough brothers who have it together, all my players are very thorough. I've been running into a lot of the players around town, a lot of cats I've been running into that have tickets to the show. I'm telling you, the show is going to be hot Saturday. Invite your lady friends. I got a lot of my lady friends coming. Saturday is going to be off the damn hook, everybody. And also, y'all, I've been getting a lot of compliments on my Tariq Elite glasses out here. I've been sporting my Tariq Elite glasses. A lot of the ladies are loving it. So you guys need to go to TariqElite.com and get the Tariq Elite aviator glasses. They are the business. I will holler at you guys next week. Peace.